you are listening to Jesus as he preaches, as he teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount. Let me begin just by reading Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. With all the shutdowns to control the spread of COVID-19, obviously there's a great deal of economic insecurity in our world right now. Stock market's volatile. Businesses are uncertain about their futures. Some people have already lost their jobs. Some even within our congregation have already lost jobs because of this. In that kind of environment, what better time to think about Jesus' words from the Sermon on the Mount that we're considering here today? Because Jesus really does tell us here about an investment we can make that can never depreciate and that can never be destroyed. Remember, just to put this in context here, that Jesus is calling us to truly fulfilled and flourishing life in the kingdom of heaven. He's giving us a really comprehensive vision that includes the whole of our existence, from the depths of our heart out into the whole of the world and all that it entails. Verses 19 through 21 are like a hinge in chapter 6 that pivots from what we in our language today would often call religious things, religious topics, prayer, fasting, charitable giving. And it pivots to what we would call secular topics. Whereas verses 1 through 18 talked about these things I just mentioned, giving to the needy, praying, fasting. These are certainly things that have to do with your relationship with God, right? Of course. But what about money, material possessions, clothes, food? These are just temporal things, right? Well, wrong. Your relationship to God, I should say this way, your relationship to things reveals a lot about the kind of righteousness you have. The righteousness of the kingdom of heaven, which Jesus came to fulfill, involves a different kind of relationship to people, as we saw in chapter 5, loving your neighbor, including all the way to loving your enemy, a different kind of relationship to reward from God, and a different kind of relationship to things than the righteousness of man. So there's no area of life unrelated to the kingdom of heaven. So you're either going to live life seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or you're going to live life seeking the kingdom of this world and man's righteousness. So Jesus has just finished talking about rewards here. The kind you get from man versus the kind you get from your Father in heaven. And now he caps that off and expands our view by contrasting two ways of life with two contrasting outcomes. There are two treasures, which he talks about in our text, on earth or in heaven. There are two visions, which he'll go on to talk about next, a good eye or a bad eye. And there are two masters, either God or mammon. And which way you choose reveals what you are seeking. So coming back to verses 19 through 21, I want to talk first of all about what Jesus says about a wrong investment and a right investment. Here's how we should relate to treasures. First of all, he says how not to relate to treasures. He says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. This is what you're not supposed to do. Why is that not wise? Well, he says, moth and rust destroy. That is, they make something to disintegrate, to disappear, to not be the thing it is anymore. It simply falls apart and is no longer there. This idea of rust destroying, it's actually a word for eating, consumption. Moth and eating. makes things dissolve and disappear. So if we were talking about iron, then yes, rust would be the kind of thing that consumes it. If it's mice and rats, that's what mice and rats do to their food, your food, when they get into it. It's what termites do to a house when they get into it. It's what grasshoppers do to your garden, or what grubs do to the plants, the roots of your plants, if they get in there. It's what fire does to homes when it rages, or what floods do when rivers overflow their banks. This is the inexorable decay that strikes everywhere, or everything that mankind makes. Everything we can make is susceptible to this. You know the experience. You get a shiny new car, and a hailstorm comes along, and it's no longer a shiny new car. You wear a new dress to church, and you get spaghetti stains on it at the fellowship meal. This is the way things work. You stick cash in a safe. You take it out 10 years later, and it's lost 20% of its value due to inflation. I mean, this is the constant thing we're facing here with everything we make on this earth. And Jesus includes here not only what we would call natural disasters, or the falling apart over time that makes things on earth disappear. He also includes things like evil human actions, where thieves dig through, break in, and steal. So thieves steal the things we have on this earth. Wars decimate the things we have on this earth. Unjust rulers grind people into poverty. Sinful mankind, people are always willing to take what someone else has worked for. People are always willing to use other people to get what they want. That's what happens to the treasures on this earth. And what Jesus is saying is you can't avoid this. You cannot avoid this rot that takes place on earth. No matter how cleverly you diversify your investments, or how strategically you try to cover all your bases, everything you touch, everything you make, is susceptible to this decay. So a wise man is going to realize that this is not a good investment. What then is a wise investment? How should you relate to treasures? Well, Jesus gives the positive instruction as well. Pardon me, in verse 20, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal." So Jesus says, you should lay up treasure in heaven. This is wise, because there's no danger to your investment here. It cannot disappear. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot decay. It cannot be stolen. It cannot be taxed or extorted or manipulated or depreciated. It simply can't happen there. It's going to endure. It is indestructible if it's an investment in heaven. But that raises the question that brings me to my next point. Okay, we have a wrong investment and a right investment. The wrong one is on earth. The right one is in heaven. So let's discern those investments. What is the difference between the two? How can we tell? What is laying up treasure on earth as opposed to laying up treasures in heaven? Let's think about here the difference between heaven and earth as it's is in the Gospel of Matthew and in Jesus' teaching. What kingdom did the Beatitudes point us to at the very beginning of his sermon? "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Not a kingdom sourced on earth, but a kingdom that comes from heaven. What did Jesus teach us to pray in the model prayer that we went through just a little while ago? "Our Father in heaven." So, heaven is the realm of God. By contrast, earth is the realm of man. So let's ask ourselves, are these two realms unrelated to each other, having nothing to do with each other? No. Do they operate independently of each other? No. So what is their relationship? It's this way. God is the creator and the sustainer and the director and their fulfiller of the realm of man. The realm of man is entirely dependent upon God for its existence, for its order, for its meaning, for its life, God is the self-existent and eternal one. Man, the creature, creation, is the dependent one. So God did create, and God made all created goods to be used to glorify and enjoy Him, to do good so as to glorify Him. It is when we sinfully take these created goods, take them apart from glorifying and enjoying God, that these created goods then become evil. The difference between these two investments lies in grasping their true meaning, the spiritual reality of everything in relationship to God. And this difference shows in living by an entirely different value system. So let's ask ourselves, does having a savings account in a bank mean that you are laying up treasure on earth? Not necessarily. But why you have it and what you do with it will reveal your value system. Will reveal what you're after with this thing. Laying up treasure on earth, let's develop that. It means putting your trust and hope in anything in the here and now. Laying up treasure on earth means loving what you get out of this present world for yourself. Laying up treasure on earth means fearing what would happen if you lost your temporal abilities or your resources like your job and your health. Laying up treasure on earth means serving the values and dictates of this world system. If you do that, you're going to get your reward, to build off of what Jesus is saying. You're going to get what this world can give you, but that is all you will get, and it will perish with you. Today we're hearing a lot of things, the world saying, stimulus package, we need a stimulus package right now. Okay, as Christians, we could discuss and debate the prudence of this kind of a political measure. There'd be a lot of different things to consider. But what we don't hear the world saying, for example, in a time like we're living in right now, is that a stimulus package isn't really ultimately what matters. A Christian knows, as he responds to this, that my well-being is not really tied up with what the federal government pays me or doesn't pay me. Because that's not really what I treasure. So let's bring this down to even a personal level. Is your house matter to you? Well, yes, we would say yes. My house has value to me. Let's ask ourselves why. Is it because of the security you feel in owning it? Does that give you a sense of, okay, I'm okay because I have this home? Does your home matter to you because of the social standing it gives you? Does it matter to you because of the control it gives you over your life? Pardon me. If these things are true, then you can say you are laying up treasure on earth. Do you, for example, feel strong, capable in life, like you're ready to face the world because of your capabilities? I've got a good education, I've got good health, I've got a lot of talent, I've got a good strategy for life, I know how I'm going to accomplish things, therefore I can face the future because I'm strong. Well, then you're laying up treasure on earth. Go back to a bank account. Does your bank account make you feel safe? Or does the anxiety creep up as the bank account dips low? Certainly nothing wrong with having a bank account. In fact, the Bible itself would teach us that it is wise to lay in store for the future. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Look at how she does things. This is the way a wise person lives. But is our security invested in that? Where are we finding the meaning and hope of our lives? Really, if you measure a good life by a bank account, then you are laying up treasure on earth. Put it this way, if you put your trust in anything in the realm of man, then you are not wise. You're resting your life on something that a moth can destroy, as Jesus would put it. You're resting your life on something a mouse can eat. And that's not a very wise thing to do. You're resting your life on something the wind can blow away. Instead, you ought to take everything you see, everything you touch, everything you taste, everything you hear, everything you smell on this earth, and you should value it for its relation to Christ. Everything that is created should be valued for its relationship to the Creator. In Christ, creation becomes an opportunity for presenting everything to God. We are the mediators, the priests, that by our working, keeping of this world, working out our worship in human culture, make this whole world a living sacrifice for God. It's for the glory of God. And that points us to really the ultimate treasure. When we've been praying, "Our Father in heaven," and then Jesus comes along and says, "Okay, lay up treasure in heaven," what should your attention immediately be turned to? God, our Father. For He really is the ultimate treasure. God is the treasure of my soul, the source of lasting joy, we sometimes sing. Or we'll sing the hymn, "Take the world, but give me Jesus." That's what this is talking about. Jesus is our ultimate treasure. If we have Him, we have life. We have everything. Without Him, we can have everything this world has to offer and ultimately have nothing. So what is the result of wise investing that Jesus talks about here? Here's a bad investment, laying up treasure on earth. Here's a wise investment, laying up treasure in heaven. We've discerned the difference between those two now. What's the result? Well, He says in our text here, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Remember, your heart is the core of you. It's you. If you invest in laying up treasure on earth, that is where you will be. That is where you will invest your energies, your thoughts, your affections. It's what you will be most in tune with is this world. And the glamour of this world will entrance your eyes, and you will share in this world's judgment, even if you amass a fortune. But if your treasure is in heaven, and this is the beauty of what Christ is calling us to, your heart will be with God, our Father in heaven. Put your treasure there, and where will your heart be? With God. And as long as you have God, then you have everything. If you have God, if you have life with Him, you will be content with little or with much on this earth. You will be in tune with the value system of the kingdom of heaven. God's smile is what will motivate you in everything you do. If I'm pleasing God, that is what I want. And that will delight you in overflowing in generosity to others, just like your Heavenly Father. You will work with your hands in order to be able to give, because you love to see others flourishing in Christ. You won't be a debt slave. You will be a net producer, so to speak, in this world, making this world, even now, reflect the coming kingdom of heaven. And your heart will be safe. Here's an investment. Here's a place to put your heart where it will be truly safe, where moth and rust do not corrupt, where thieves cannot break in and steal. Your heart will be in heaven with your Father. And that's a good investment. That's the investment Jesus wants you to make today. Let's conclude just listening to this word by, once again, even though I know we can't hear all one another right now, confessing our faith that Jesus is Lord and putting our hearts there with Him. Let's do it together as a congregation. Jesus is Lord. Amen.